Hello, everyone, and welcome to InvestKR Conversation. I'm your host, Tim Saw. In the second episode of Greater KL, Your Talent Hub, we speak with Fitri Abdullah, Managing Director of Oracle Malaysia. Oracle is one of the world's leading software solutions and cloud service provider and has its Asia-Pacific hub in Kuala Lumpur. Why do they like KL? What are some of the considerations?
If you look at Oracle, we have a very rigid framework in terms of our decision to invest into a country. So we will look at the country dynamics in terms of the safety, stability of the government, and also the safety of the citizens. We will also look at it from a cost point of view. It has to make business sense. Very important is also the talent. Do we have the local talents? Can we also bring in foreign talents to complement? In fact, in this area, we work very closely with InvestKL and also MDEC. In the end, I think we upgraded Oracle Malaysia to be a MSC company, which allows us to bring in foreign talents. Assuming all documentation are in place, we can bring those talents in within 4 to 6 weeks. Also important, I think, is actually the infrastructure of the country in terms of transportation, the airports, the MRTs. We also, very important, is on the broadband connectivity and also the cost of that broadband connectivity. We also look at it, I think, in terms of the integrity index, in terms of the corruption side. How is the legal business framework? And also from the HR legal framework, so all those things are considerations, I think, for Oracle to invest into a country.
Talent is clearly a big factor in that decision. So how is Oracle's Malaysian talent?
The Malaysian talents, the technical skills are there. I think probably what's lacking, I think, is on the soft skills, the confidence, and the communication skills. I think those are probably some gaps, I think. But there is a difference in terms of Malaysian talents who have studied overseas and also Malaysian talents who studied locally. I think the Malaysian talents who have studied overseas have a better ability to carry themselves, the communication skills, the confidence side. So all those things are gaps, I think, in my view. I think we need to do better, I think, if you compare the Malaysian talents on a whole basis.
And why is communication skills so important?
The main reason why communication skills is important, critical, in fact, I think, going forward, is because in this new area, not one person will have the skills or knowledge of everything. It will be a teamwork environment. So when you're working on a project, it will be maybe 10 to 15 people. And each people will bring in their expertise and knowledge, either from the domain side or from a technology side. So it is important for the team, that dynamics. I think you have this ability to communicate and work closer as one big group, because the world, unfortunately, has gotten more and more complex. So I think it is important, I think, for all these new talents coming in, and their ability to communicate in terms of escalating issues, and how do you handle issues, and then how do you prioritize urgency and all that, and then working the dynamics of a teamwork, because going forward is all about dynamics of teamwork. So that is where communication is important. If you don't have that communication, guess what? A lot of things may drop. So those are important.
Fitri continued to stress about the importance of talent and shared that Oracle invests in their talent.
So we are obviously a technology company, and talents, availability of talents, I think, is very, very important. We do have a graduate program, bringing in graduate students, I think, into our workforce. And then we have a very rigid plan for them over a one-year period, a lot of trainings, mentorship, coaching, to make sure that they do well and pick up all the right skills. And we are also in a stage of the IR 4.0 in terms of new technologies like blockchain. We are talking about IoT, machine learning, AI, which is a big technology area which Oracle plays in. So that exciting times for us. We have 143,000 employees worldwide. And basically, when we hire our employees in Malaysia, they are all as a permanent. We don't have any contract employees. We basically, when we hire them as a full-time Oracle employee. And Obviously, when you join, you need to commit to your lines of business for a period of 2 years because we've hired you. You need to make sure you deliver back. But after that 2 year period, I think they are open to look at opportunities. I think in Malaysia, in different LOBs, different jobs and different roles, or they want to look at different roles because we all have that internal posting. And it is open. We are a global company and they can move around anyway.
Talent is such a crucial part of any business. And our Malaysian talent can stand proud to be among the world's best. This podcast is brought to you by InvestKL. Stay tuned for our next episode on building a talent ecosystem.